congrats on the UNK signing, track and field. Gosh, three-sport athletes. You love them all with football, wrestling, and track and field. Has track and field always kind of been, you feel like, the sport? If I'm going to go to college and play sports, it's going to be track and field.
No. It was, I would say football was probably my first choice. But I had a bad injury in our first game, actually. I tore my ACL and some other ligaments. And last couple years, we've been pretty dominant in track. Coach JR got a hold of me from UNK, and we had a good connection, so it seemed like the right fit.
Quite the start to your senior season, Thomas, no question. Gosh, you've had a great high school career, sophomore, freshman, sophomore, junior season was outstanding. Boy, getting an injury like that early in the football season, not expecting that at all, were you?
Not in my plans whatsoever, yeah.
No question about it. As far as that knee injury is concerned, I mean, obviously, you didn't have a chance at a wrestling season, and you've healed well. You went through a lot of rehab and therapy. It's the knee's pretty strong right now?
Yeah, it's a lot farther along than we kind of expected at first, but I had a really good surgeon who said he had one of his best quad grafts ever on me, and then my physical therapist and my strength coach at the school are actually married, and they got together and helped me tremendously with my recovery process.
Take a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, I'm sure a lot of pain to get this baby back into working gear for a track season, didn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of hours, so.
And I saw you got your first action just the other day in the meetup at Perkins County. Had that feel together in a real meet, thinking, gosh, I might not even have a season at all. You're out there running already.
It was pretty uplifting, but also, the other hand, I think I ran my slowest times I've put up in high school yet. But, it felt good. I was glad to compete again. It's one of my favorite things to do. So,
yeah, I talked to Coach Zugi a little preseason preview a couple of weeks ago, and, he was hoping to get you back out there. No question, you probably didn't know, and the time came, let's try it. And, yeah, those times aren't going to be good, but you feel like, hey, meet by meet, practice by practice, I can hopefully, cross fingers, get back to where I was as a junior last year, hopefully.
Yep, and that's definitely the plan we have right now, so.
What a career it's been, though, Thomas. My gosh, up until then. Gosh, it's your team's been phenomenal. I've done a couple of interviews with Easton Freeze and the last couple of weeks, indoor season. Now he's getting ready. His outdoor season's underway, and he was a big part of it. This track program under and Coach Zugi and all the others, he got some great coaches. Man, it's been fun, hasn't it?
It's been really great. Coach Zugi, he cares about all of us. He gives us the right workouts, I guess, and puts us to work, and it's been working for us the last couple of years.
Man, that mile relay last year at the end of the meet was unbelievable, just phenomenal. Thomas, I mean, that running the 3:21 down there, breaking a school record, that'll be something that you guys will remember for a long time, wasn't it?
It was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had. It was, I came off the 200 and I was still a little bit tired, and then I was just thinking to myself, it's last meet of the year, last race of the year, just go until I die, basically.
Wrestling, big part of your career as well. I mean, I'm sure no question, you missed, you really missed out your senior season, getting out there and see what you could do your senior year.
Yeah, it definitely, it was discouraging. I mean, seeing a lot of the guys that I wrestled last year do pretty well at state just gets you thinking about how well I could have done or the things I would have done at the state level again on my, but just didn't get that opportunity.
Back to track, though. You guys got a great year and a great season and a great team again. And moving up to Class B, you got all the regular season meets. I think are pretty much all stay the same, but a little bit different, Thomas, at the end of the year. Going to be up in Ogallala to see up at that Class B meet. A big challenge for the team this year.
It's definitely going to be a challenge, and I think everyone on our team knows that we still have a shot to be at the top of the state meet this year. We go down to Ogallala for districts. We see actually this Saturday we see most of the teams that are going to be at our district at Ogallala's home meet, which is nice to get on this early. And then I actually enjoy Ogallala's track. It's I just feel like I compete well every time I'm there.
For your studies, major, what are you going to be studying when you're at UNK?
Right now, I'm just in for business and a minor in entrepreneurship, actually.
Well, hey, Kearney's not that far away, Thomas. I mean, you're a hop, skip, and a jump. Your family, your friends, the supporters can come by and pretty much just make a short trip and watch you anytime for the next 4 years.
That definitely factored in my decision. I like it's in Central Nebraska. It's not too far from a lot of my friends. I had some other friends that are planning to go to school there, not for any athletics, and then some that are going there for athletics. So it just seemed like the right fit.
That's terrific. Thomas, thanks a million, man. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of the season, and we'll talk to you down the line, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.